You will tell them, I appeared to you in a vision. You will tell them, I told you to bring out your hands. You will tell them that I laid my hands on your hands, and you will tell them that there is an anointing in your hands to heal their sickness. If they believe it, 100% of the times they will get well. Now, I helped to understand this. That do you know how Jesus Christ used to minister? Oh, no, listen to this. Do you know how Jesus used to minister? You think he would just go and say, how many of you have repented? How many of you were baptized by John? Okay, those of you baptized by John, all right, come. Let's just stay here. Now, me and my guys, we are going to pray for you, and let's hope that the good Lord will help you see the repentance in your heart and bless you. No. You know what he used to say? He will go into, you know how he started his ministry? That was how he continued it every time. He went to a synagogue. He will say, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to heal the sick. He has anointed me to open the eyes of the blind. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. I have come to proclaim recovery of sight to the blind. That is, if you believe that, come out here. You will get well. Now, you understand why they used to fight with him every time? This is why he's talking like this. He said, I am talking like this because I am the bread from heaven. The people say, but we know your father. I say, you don't know nothing. If you had known my father, you would have known me. The people say, no, kill this boy. That was why he used to offend people. The people know that this one spoke with authority. You know what it means to speak with authority? That is, they will say, Isaiah said, he said, no. Isaiah said his own. I am telling you that the spirit that inspired Isaiah is inferior to the one talking through me. So what I am saying to you, you had better hear it first before I start hearing Isaiah. The people looked and said, this table, this boy made it. And now he is coming to tell me that he's the bread from heaven. The bread from heaven. That was why in his hometown, the Bible said there he could do no mighty work. That was the reason. Because the only way he introduced his mighty work was to come out starting with this kind of declaration. The Spirit of God is... What I'm telling you is a matter of fact. The way Jesus started ministering every time was to talk about himself. Are you getting my point? He will tell you, the Spirit of God is upon me. That's why if you heard me talk on radio, I don't practice it. It just comes out. I'll say, you can't hear me and believe me and fail in life. I'm not saying you can't hear God and believe. Have you seen God before? Where you go see him? The God on radio, his name is Banky. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. That is when God wants to manifest on Cosmo FM. You have to see Banky. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's the way it is. So I say boldly, that if I remember one message I was preaching like that, the thing came on me very strongly. I said, my assignment is to infect you with faith. That you can't hear me and be afraid of tomorrow. I'm not saying go and read your Bible, you won't be afraid of tomorrow. I'm saying listen to me. I have an anointing to remove the fear of tomorrow from you. I'm saying it again. Listen to me. I have the anointing to remove poverty from your life. Listen. I said listen to me. If you desire to give a billion, it doesn't have to be me. If your plan is that you will go to your village and build a school worth a billion, receive the word from my mouth and it will be done. You are getting the point I'm trying to make? That's the way it works. That's just the way it works. That was how Jesus used to minister. And the people say, yeah, this guy just talking about himself. He's son of carpenter. The bed where would they sleep for our house? He built it. And he's telling me now he's the bread from heaven. That was why he couldn't help them in his village. But those who did not know him as a carpenter, it was good. They had never seen him before. So whether he came from Jupiter or from Mars, it made no difference. He said he's the bread from heaven. It's true. Because we followed him yesterday, man. Free lunch. You are getting the point. So for them, it was much easier. Those who knew him before, that's why Paul said, henceforth, we know no man after the flesh. All we know is that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. If a young man comes, maybe manage to wear a nice white shirt, nice tie, clean clothes, and he says that one day I'm going to give a billion naira to the gospel. You know, it's not hard to believe. But if not your friend, oh boy, oh boy,
Is everything okay? You will be looking at him, you. Now you see they owe me 100 cards. You don't forget. Because he's your friend. But those who don't know, they will quickly believe.
You are getting the point that we make here. But not the interesting part, which is what I'm trying to share with us today. Do you know, without those talks, things will never happen in your life? Are you getting my point? Listen, you can't go around feeling very nice and quiet. You don't want to offend people. You will offend yourself in the process. You hear what I said? You will offend yourself in the process. I said, then, this lovely wife I now married, at the point in time she couldn't take it anymore, she started to tell me that this man said, do you know you talk too much about yourself? Do you know the interesting part? I never thought so until that day. He said, you know what? Let me just summarize everything. I said, what? I think you're just full of yourself. That was the summary. We sat here, I remember the that day. I said, okay, I'll think about it. So next day I came back. I said, I don't agree with you. I said, I'm not full of myself. I'm full of God. Everything I have told you, I believe it. What do you want me to do? Lie? No. Oh, you think I repented? I said, I'm so sorry. Now we'll start talking about you. Listen, I didn't plan it. I didn't plan it. I was telling you, I wasn't lying. I was not lying at all. Are you getting my point? I was saying what I was persuaded about, which I wasn't trained like that from somewhere, apart from as I was studying the word of God. You've heard me quote Isaiah chapter 6, verse 12, again and again and again and again. Now, let me ask you simply, apart from those who have heard me, how many people have you heard quoted? I'm not saying nobody. How many? It's not a common scripture. You know, there are scriptures that are very popular. Comfort you, my people. I mean, everybody quotes that one. All right? The Spirit of God is upon me. We all know it. All right? It was bruised on my transgression. It's a very common scripture. Arise and shine. We know those ones. But Isaiah chapter 66, verse 12. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Me too, I never heard it quoted. I was jacking one day, reading the scriptures. Then the thing stood out. Oh God, I jumped up. And since then, it has not left my mouth. You can abuse me, then you never even buy a brand new car. That doesn't make any difference. He said, behold, I cause prosperity to float. I can't change my mind about it. Are you getting my point? And now we continue to say it. Even after it has finished happening, I won't even know it because I'm so used to it now in my heart that I will not be able to tell you that, okay, I said, Pastor Banko, when was it fulfilled? Has it been fulfilled? I didn't even know. I'm still expecting greater things to happen. Do you get what I'm going to say? Paul said it's called a spirit of faith. That what a man believes, he speaks. And let me say this to you. If you can't say it, it is because you have not yet believed it. All the one that you whisper, you wake up in the morning, it's good, but you are still trying to persuade yourself. Say in Jesus' name, his prosperity close to one. You're waking up early in the morning to declare it is good. But you know what you are doing? You are trying to persuade yourself. Keep on keeping on, you know? Keep on trying. A day will come when you will make the statement and you will know that what you have said, you believe it. But what's my emphasis today? I'm saying if you don't say that thing, you are going to prevent it from happening. Please let me emphasize this to you. You know, there's one scripture I said that I want to preach. I'm going back there tomorrow morning. The first day I went to go and preach in the place I've been preaching for the last few days, a scripture came to my mind just before I mounted the pulpit, and I knew it was God. I mentioned to you earlier. Let's just read it. I think it will help us summarize the things that we are looking at. That's Isaiah chapter 34. I made a statement. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, he said, believe that you have received it. He said, you will most certainly have it. Then, before I mounted that pulpit to begin to speak a few days ago, the Spirit of God just directed my mind to this place again. And I opened my Bible, got there immediately. Isaiah chapter 34. I'll read from verse 16, but before I read it, let me just explain. God was actually pronouncing judgment, all right? What he was doing was pronouncing what? Judgment. So it's not the judgment I'm talking about. There's a principle there. God was saying the kind of problems or what you will see in the land, that land, when he had finished judging it. He described all kinds of diverse animals, all right, that you will find inhabiting the place. Now, all the things he has said will happen. He now got to verse 16 and said, in case you are wondering what how would these things will come to be, because some of those animals, that probably was not their natural habitat. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He now said in verse 16, it says, seek from the book of the Lord and read. That is, these prophecies, these things that the prophets have written. He said, not one of these will be missing. Talking about those animals, or in application also, all those events that he said will happen. He said, none will lack its mate. He said, this is the reason, for his mouth has commanded, that is the mouth of the Lord. And whenever the mouth of the Lord commands, next line, he said, his spirit has gathered them. His spirit will go out to gather. Now, there's something I want to understand here. Notice this, that what is going to happen is because the spirit of God is gathering. Now, are you getting what I'm going to say here? That is, the spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And then God commanded, light be. Then that spirit went and brought light. Are you getting my point? God commanded, let the waters move to one side. Then that spirit became wind suddenly and blew the waters off to one side and kept the earth on one side. Are you getting my point? That is, it is not as if it will have been predictable. No. The deciding matter is that the mouth of God commanded. Are you getting my point? Therefore, the spirit of God began to rearrange things according to that commandment. You are getting the point I'm making. Now, this is very important because, you see, sometimes when you talk, I've had people, I'm sure you have explained it to you, say something very positive. You make a statement of hope, a statement of expectation. Now, and I've said this again and again, if you don't have expectation, you are not a Christian. After now, see me, let me lead you in a sinner's prayer, come and give your life to Christ. I'm serious. Christianity always gives expectation. Jesus told his disciples, he said, look, you will see calamity. He said, but you, at that point, lift up your eyes because your salvation or your redemption is near. That is, being a disciple of Jesus Christ meant they will have an expectation in the midst of troubles. You get the point? You get the point? So anyone who didn't have that expectation was not one of his disciples. It's a very simple logic. Therefore, listen, if you are a whiner and grumbler, like everybody else, take it from me. You're not a believer. You know why? You don't believe anything. You know who a believer is? Somebody who believes something. He said, Jesus Christ died. That is evidence of things not seen. But he said, faith is the substance of an expectation that we have. Are you getting my point? Now, so when you make statements of expectation, statements of hope, you know what happens? People start trying to explain why what you are saying doesn't make sense. But I'm giving this to you today to help your faith become strong. That we are saying that if we use the natural order of things, yes, maybe we don't make sense. But we are saying that when we speak according to the commandment of God, then his spirit goes out and gathers it. Are you getting the point I'm making? You know, I said something, this was on radio, I think last Monday, and we'll continue it again on Monday. I preached this for radio. I said, when Peter sank, while trying to walk on water, let us assume your friend sank, he drowned, while trying to swim. What would be the explanation for why he drowned? They would say, he did not know how to swim. He said, he wasn't even trying to swim. He was trying to walk, he was trying to walk on water. So this is the reason. Human beings don't walk on water. Actually, when a human being puts his foot down, he must stand on something that the surface tension is very strong, bigger than the amount of pressure being imparted by the square foot. But you know, all this kind of story, you know? It's pure science that human beings shouldn't walk on water, and it's correct science. Are you getting my point? But when Peter sang, what did Jesus say? He said, you sang because of your unbelief. No, are you seeing different perspectives to the same thing? You know what? One thing I'm beginning to understand. Now, get this point. One thing I'm beginning to understand is, as we are teaching and as I'm meditating, I'm beginning to understand this thing. You know, there are stories you hear, and it could be like, say, tail. You know what I mean by tail? They will tell you that a man sat down. Maybe he's a yogi.
All right? You know what they call a yogi? And then it began to levitate. Do you follow my point? A friend told me a story once about, you know, martial arts. You know, martial arts, you know, when we're young, you watch movies. You watch Chinese film. You don't watch Chinese film before. Then you see one man. An army will appear. And then he will jump to the middle of men with sword. Get me? They have swords. Some of them have axes. No, all kinds of weapons. All he has is five fingers on the right hand and five fingers on the left hand. And he's got two lower limbs. Oh, push, 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 push. And then, of course, as a child, woo, 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 you're very excited. And the guy does it, defeat 100 heavily armed men with a few scratches on his body. And then when you grew up a bit, you looked at it and said, photo trick, nafim, nafim. And then most people end life thinking, nafim, nafim. But I grew up further and realized it, no be film. Are you getting my point? The one you are watching, yes, nafim, but it's based upon reality. They wrote those things because men used to do them. Are you getting the point I'm making? Yeah, do you know everything James Bond tried as film trick? Eh? All of them, science have done and overdone. They've more than done it now. You know that? Forget James Bond. Science fiction of those days, they are the realities of today. There are things that Bible prophesied that you look so far-fetched. Listen, now ordinary science have done it. Now, there's something I'm trying to say. So those guys wrote those things. Like when we studied, those of us who were around on Mondays for our School of Bible Exegesis, I explained about what Paul talked about, the men of renown. And not Paul, sorry, Moses in Genesis. When I was talking about the Anakim, the giants that were in the land then, that's the story. That's the origin of the stories that you hear about Atlas, Hercules, Zeus, all those people. Those stories were born of reality. Certain people existed that were so mightily powerful that Israelites saw them and said, we are like grasshoppers in their sight. Get down to David. You want to see Chinese film? Go and watch David's men now. One man with one sword in his hand will fight off 300, a whole army, trying to defend the beans that his friends planted. A man will jump into a pit on a day that is snowed against a lion. Haba. Chinese film, is not a joke. It's based on truth and reality. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, let me get back to the meaning of what I'm trying to explain. As time went on in life, as time is going on, I'm beginning to understand something more. Now, so you hear things like somebody is levitating. A friend told me a story once about this martial arts people. That's how I even remember Chinese film. That, you know, the way you see a man break maybe a big log with his fist, and you look at the hand and say, if we're to put his hand down, hit the log on it, the hand should be ground to powder. How is this man managing? Now, I didn't witness this, but it will help me illustrate something. So he told me that there was a man, whether he saw it really, I don't know, but the story for me is very important. It will help us learn some things about life. That these guys, they were doing a show. So they were cutting things like that, breaking wood with their hands. So he tried, you know, this particular heavy one. First attempt, it didn't go. Second attempt, it didn't go. That his friends or his seniors, realizing what had happened, they took him off the place and took him behind. They knew that his power had been weakened. So they maybe whatever they went in, talked with him, relaxed him, he meditated, and then he came back. He said when he came back, he raised his hand. Before he touched the wood split. I don't know whether you're getting the point. As he was bringing his hand down on the wood, just before he touched, the thing split by itself. Now, the person telling me the story was just trying to explain some things that has happened in life. But then I told you once, I don't know if you've been listening to me for a long time, there's a story, it's one of my books, although the book is not out yet. I watched this on TV. You know, those days when the Lord was teaching me real spiritual truth. So I used to see things with not common eye. Everything that happened, I'm looking at it with spiritual eyes. There was this man teaching kids about martial arts, and teaching them martial arts, and he was trying to tell them about using the power inside them. So he sat down and put his two hands together and said the two kids should pull it apart. So they struggled and struggled, and he struggled against them, and they managed to pry the hands apart. He said, very good. That he's going to do something now, and they should try again. That he's going to put the two hands together again and exert no energy, and they should try and pull it apart, and they will find out that they can't. He said, but to prove that it's not exerting any energy, he will put his fingers together, the tips of his two index fingers together like this, and just be twisting his hand in perfect smooth motion, circular motions, to show you that he's not struggling. Now, I watched this on TV, all right? So maybe they did photo trick and all of that. I don't know. And it started, of course, trust me now. If I wrote a teaching that night, the strength of the spirit. So what the guy began to do, those guys struggled, and he just stood gently. And he was just turning his hand like this. It was explained to them that what he's using is energy inside, that he didn't need the physical energy to do what he was doing. Now, listen, let's get back to the Lord Jesus Christ. When Peter walked on water and sank, Jesus said, you sank because of what? You're not getting the point. Is it that the laws of water and all of that no longer exist? No. He was just telling him that, look, listen, my friend, if you walk in a particular realm, there are laws that are more powerful, that defy and overcome natural ones, and it's the law of faith. And if you were walking in that faith, you will have found that you could walk on water anytime. Do you know, after contemplating the person of the Lord Jesus, I wrote an article, those of us who are coming from Solar Bible Exegesis, you'll see it. What I call the supremacy of Christ. You see all those ones that the Hindus are trying to achieve, all those things they are trying to do. Jesus accomplished it long ago. And they are struggling to fill a position that has been filled. Listen, every Eastern religion you see, they have what they call a living perfect master. Are you getting my point? Then that living perfect master dies. Oh, you've not noticed. Then they appoint another living perfect master. Then one day, that one dies. And then they appoint another living perfect master. No, I'm serious. I've read a lot of them. I've seen the Ekanka people call it the Mahanta. They call their own the Godman. He exists. The current one is an American. One day he will die. He will be buried. His flesh will see corruption, according to David. Are you getting my point? Yes. He's the Holy One will see corruption, which means he cannot, but he said concerning Jesus Christ, that he ever liveth. Study the book of Hebrews. See, some of those things you read in the Bible, listen, it didn't happen only to the Hebrews. The rest of the religions of the world, they are also trying to strive towards something, which is a seed that God has placed in the hearts of people. Now, the confusion therein is that that position is filled, and the person filling it never dies. There's no religion you practice on the earth, listen, that if you met Jesus personally, he won't answer all your questions. None. I know what I'm saying. None. That was why he looked at the disciples. He walked on water and they said, Master, it is you. He said, Nami. He said, come. He said, Peter, hey, Peter goes sink. But anyway, he said, we should come. So what are we going to do? Okay, come. No, believe me. I know he knew Peter was going to sink. Because there's a kind of development of the soul that you will get to. No, you needed to get there. All right, for your faith, because what I'm saying is that faith is literally a tangible force of life. You've watched what do you call this film? I think you should all go and watch it again. Matrix. Look, until that guy, no, that film is very funny, The day I watched it, I said, this film is very spiritual. No. The day I saw this film, there are movies like that when I watched, I said, yeah, I don't know who wrote this movie, but either by accident or by intention, the guy wrote a spiritual story. The prophet said this guy can do it. He couldn't do it until he believed he could do it. And the moment his heart reached that level, look, faith, listen, is a force. The man will just stretch his hands. And as you are firing, all the bullets, get my point, without exerting any energy. This was the one that, before she been had to dodge, he was striving to dodge. But once he entered into rest, he ceased from his labor. So the guy just does like this, and the bullets are dropping in front of him.
What I like about it is that the men he used to fight with energy. Then the guys who come with all the energy, who just stand there like this. Just don't, you know? Like, why are you hustling? Oh, man of flesh, you know? Why are you struggling? You have wrestled against humans. You ran against men. They wore you out. How do you run against horses? You know? Like, what's all of this? Now, let me tell you, those are the real things about life. Listen. Oh, God, if you know what God wants to do with true Christians, that is why people like me are supposed to teach and teach and teach like this. Because the businessman that wakes up at 5, is out of the house by 6, doesn't come back till 11 at night, by which time, if his wife says, welcome, he doesn't even hear the welcome. A friend of mine does this, a neighbor, he will put, this is not a joke, almost every other night, I'll have to enter his apartment to go and put off fire from food that's burning. He will literally put food in his mouth and try to chew it and sleep off chewing. No, that is what happened to people. Let's assume there's a man, a businessman, a minister, something, whatever it is you are doing in life, you are striving like that. Oh, Paul said, listen, labor to enter into rest. When you have entered into rest, you will lie down at home, all right? Wake up at 6, pray and study the scriptures till 7, shave, have a bath, catch up on early news, all right? And finally walk out of the house at 9 and the biggest businesses, they are waiting till you get there. He said, I'm a man under authority. I say to this, go. And he goes. You don't get what I'm going to say. And Jesus said, wow. This guy understands the principles of life. That is not struggling. He's saying, oh, you are not getting what I'm going to say. He said, I say to this, go. I don't push my soldiers. I say to this, go. I say to that one, come. And he comes. So Paul said it like this, labor to enter into rest. I said it to us before in previous teachings about the power of words. That listen, words are not, if I tell you car, it doesn't cross your mind to say C-A-R. Do you follow my point? What comes to your mind? Instantly, if I say, okay, please go downstairs, you'll find my car. There's a picture that comes to your mind instantly. You are getting what I'm going to say? That's how words are. They communicate ideas. They communicate images. But this one that I want you to notice. More than that, they communicate authority. Are you getting my point? So somebody says, I say, come out. The demon says, who? Where? Come out from where? He said, by the name of Christ Jesus whom Paul preaches. He said, huh. All right. Get me a king. Now, if the same Paul comes near and says, come out. In fact, the demon, when they hear his approach, they take the other entrance. You know, in the person of Jesus Christ, they didn't used to come near. Once they start approaching, the madman, out of a quest for deliverance, approaches. The demon starts running back. Please, 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 please. You know, he hasn't said anything. He hasn't talked. Have you come to torment us? It's not yet time now. And he was just going his way. Now, are you getting my point? That is the person that we are dealing with. When he speaks, his words communicate the degree of authority that's inside him. That's why Paul said, labor to enter into rest. What he was saying is that build up your spiritual energy so that when you talk, he goes. When you say come, he comes. You are getting the point I'm going to make here. Listen, faith is a literal force on earth. The real faith is found in the heart of the believer in Christ Jesus. There are small, small faiths everywhere that common men used to build great enterprises. Do you get the point I'm going to make here? That is, what I'm saying this is that he said, once the mouth of God has commanded, that no matter what the opposing forces appear like, it's irrelevant. The Spirit of God goes out and gathers it. And the Spirit of God works if necessary, against that which is natural. Are you getting my point? So he said, come to Peter. And as soon as Peter stepped on water, water refused to part under the feet of Peter. The only time the water began to part, allowing Peter to sink, was when Peter took his eyes off faith and put it on fear. I've said this to us 100,000 times. The only job Satan has in life is to make you doubt. He doesn't have any other job. Are you getting my point? The only job Satan has in this life is to make you doubt. He has no other job. That is why I said this to you. I mean it. I said, within a space of 12 months, beginning from very soon, I'm already dreaming of how I will spend 12 billion naira in 24 months. No, the first dream is, as I've already gotten the picture of that one. I'm developing it. Oh my God. My plan, which I have received. No, my wife asked me, he said, wait, let's clarify it. How many millions are in 1 billion? I said 1,000, to be sure. I said, in one whole year, we don't pay Cosmo FM, 1 million naira. Yeah, they air us 30 minutes once a week. And what we pay them, just about 800,000 in a year. I said, so out of that one of the billions, imagine how many hours if I want to be on radio station. You know Pastor Chris Oyakhilome? I'm not his fan in any other thing apart from one thing. His presence in the air. He has become a principality that dwells in the air. I'm telling you. Oh, don't let me see some things. But do you know the truth? That is small compared to what I'm planning to do. What I'm saying, I mean it absolutely. That one is small compared to what he's done now. Because I believe I have a very important message to preach. One. Number two, I believe I have been empowered to preach it. Oh, you don't get what I'm saying. That is, there is a force that the good Lord has placed in my spirit with which I press his word into the hearts, the ears and hearts of men. Therefore, that thing has to be maximized. Are you getting my point? Listen, in this country and beyond here, in Africa especially, hear this statement. This is not a matter of pride, it's a matter of fact. I will be more influential than any president on this continent. No. Are you getting what I'm saying? That presidents will be afraid lest I speak against them. And as God lives, I will never discuss them. Because that will be an abuse of my powers. It's not one of my assignments. My assignment is to teach righteousness. But listen, I will teach righteousness to a level that when men believe it, the spiritual forces in their hearts can kill a head of state. You are getting what I'm saying? Listen, you will see it. It's not Kingdom World Ministries International. No, that's not the name of the headquarters. It will be Kingdom World Media Center. Because all we are doing is what? Churning out in print, on the airwaves, on the internet, any kind of podcasting, But this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to the ends of the world as a witness to the nations. Gospel from Africa. It will happen. Are you getting my point? It will happen. And now, my message for today is that I believe it so much, yet if all I do is just think about it in my heart, it will never happen. I will get up to the mountaintop and declare it. The problem with people, they are afraid to talk lest it doesn't happen and they appear like failures. That is why you can't serve God until you get to a position where you don't love your life unto death. You are getting the point I'm trying to make? Listen to me, I know it will happen. Therefore, I talk like that. When God changed the name of Abraham, is to let him know that, my friend, it will happen. So you can start bearing the name now. If you don't bear the name, it is because you are afraid that it might not happen. You are getting the point I'm making? That's the way it works. That's just the way it works. When Zachariah was going to talk nonsense to you to spoil everything, Gabriel said, I know the way this thing works. Close your mouth. Because faith is a force. If you speak negatively, that is the outlet for the spirit of faith. When he wants to express itself, he expresses itself through the mouth. He said, with the mouth, confession is made, resulting in tangible manifestation called salvation. You are getting what I'm trying to say? So when the guy was going to use mouth to spoil everything, zip on for him. When the child has been born, why did they open his mouth after? Should I tell you? Because what a man can see, he can't doubt. If it was possible to doubt it, that guy would have been done for life. Otherwise, listen, John the Baptist would have become sick. And then one day, he would have died. Ah, you don't get the point. I don't want to go into that dimension. You will know that sometimes when prophets talk, their words are so powerful that they just come to pass by virtue of the faith of that prophet himself. Then the people that he's trying to bless, they lose the blessing shortly after. That's why people go to crusade ground. And the humbug say, it is well. And they are well. Then when they get home, they are sick. Look, because of time, let's leave this. Listen, there are so many things God wants to do in life. I've told you, please hear this. Peter sink on water, not because waters can carry people, but because there is a spiritual force called faith that is needed to bring the effect of God onto a disorderly world. Listen, the world will never cooperate to make God work. There must be an external force stronger than them to make things work. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I have thought about it seriously. It's not possible without God on earth to have an orderly society. It's not possible. There are too many human beings. Just think about it. Each one having ideas. You want to put order into Nigeria? It needs men of faith. Faith generates a spiritual force from your spirit. When your heart has faith, when faith is coming out of your heart, your spirit, everybody has a spiritual dynamo. You are generating a form of energy. Some people's energies are so strong, they dominate everybody else. And you've not seen people that there are 1,000 people in a place. So they walk in, they speak one word. Nobody has a contrary opinion. Before he came, everybody had an opinion. That's why Aluta, you've not seen Aluta. Aluta is always championed by one person. There's only one person champ, because what happens is that he has such a strong spirit, he starts carrying every other spirit that are very, very idle. What am I trying to preach? That the force of faith, it's a force. Faith generates a real spiritual force. So if you want to do things on the earth, that's where you spend your energy. Listen, before you launch out, like the man I told you I was counseling earlier, I told him that you've been trying to walk. In fact, essentially what Jesus was saying, tarry in Jerusalem until what? You are endued with power. The man was trying to walk, he had not been endued with power. Are you getting my point? That there was a building up that was necessary, or there is a building up that is necessary, that he had not been built up to that level. So if you go out, they will just crush you. Well, let's end this message here. We'll continue next time. The Lord is good. I know I'm stopping abruptly, but let me just end it here so that because.